this is our set time to manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Conscious of that in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the topic today is your set time to manifest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we read the book of Psalm 105, 14 to 22. Hallelujah. My husband read that. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
God is manifesting, already manifesting his power in Jesus' name. When we look at that verse, he said, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Let's look at the verse. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yeah, he reproved kings for their sake. That means that the Lord will rebuke kings for our sake.
Yeah.
You know, the king is the one in authority, right? He said, we rebuke them. So no matter what we have, what we are going through, God has the capacity and the power to rebuke the king so that his purpose for our life, hallelujah, the same time that he has proposed, will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So he said, say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah. You know, we are anointed of God. He said, do my prophet no harm. To nobody. Because there's a mark to this. As you give your life to Christ, there's a mark that is placed on you. Why? Because Jesus lives inside of you. So the Satan does not have the authority to touch you. Hallelujah. If you believe, it will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. He said, moreover, I called for a famine upon the land. He break the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them. You know what? Famine, because God has a purpose for Israel, for the Jews, but God has a purpose for them. When famine occurred, something happened. He sent somebody forward. You know, Joseph had a dream. And when Joseph had that dream, when he told his brothers, himself didn't think, he didn't understand the dream. If he understood the dream, he wouldn't have gone to tell his brothers. But that means that his own brothers, they will bow down for him. You know what that means? The youngest. And God is telling you that, all of you, my father, my mother, they will bow down for me. Oh, Lisa, this one, who are you? Weak. You that don't even know how to do anything, we are going to work and you are telling us to bow down for you. You know, they felt bad. They became jealous. When they heard that, they knew that there's something up with this boy. Something is up. Hallelujah. For God, nobody can quench that promise. Nobody can quench that purpose of God. That's why the set time it will do what manifest in the name of Jesus. So God, because God has the purpose, God has promised Abraham that he's taking those people somewhere. Hallelujah. He's taking them somewhere. So he went ahead. He already has this promise. He already has this purpose. So he needs somebody. You know, there's a purpose that you have to fulfill. Why? Because God's purpose, God's plan needs to manifest, needs to come to pass. Hallelujah. The reason why you, me, we are all Christians, we give our life to Christ, there's a purpose for it. Hallelujah. And it will manifest in the name of Jesus. It's not just for us. It's not for us. If you're thinking I'm a Christian, thank God, I'm married to Jesus, they can leave me alone. That's not what it is. So that's not what Christianity is all about. Because there's a purpose, there's a plan, there's a promise of God upon our lives. And that promise, when it manifests, it causes people to recognize that indeed the hand of God is upon your life. It causes people to believe. It causes people, even a nation, to acknowledge that indeed God is great. We are reading the story. Last week we read the story of Esther, right? And when we read the story, this story is because God wants to let us know that if he did it before, he will do it again. Hallelujah. He's doing it again. I don't know about you. He's doing it again. You know. So when God went ahead, when there was famine, he sent somebody ahead of them, unknown to them. When Joseph had that dream, God was talking to him, telling him that you are the one that I will use to go before them. And your all your senior ones, they are going to bow down, including your parents. They will bow down before you. And let's see what happens. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Genesis 37, 5. So that we can see before I complete that Psalm 105, 42. We are going to read from 5. He said, and Joseph dreamed the dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him. They hated him. There's no one in there. Hallelujah. You see, he already knows where he's supposed to go. You know, that's why I love children. You don't start, he already knows. Praise the Lord. The Lord is there. Amen. So he dreamt, and he said unto them, here I pray you, this dream which I have dreamt. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaves arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves too ran about, and made obeisance to myself. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? His brothers, they understood where he was going. They understood it. He didn't understand. Hallelujah. Because he was young, he didn't understand what they were saying, what the dream, what God was telling him. Hallelujah. But his brothers knew where that was going to. But he didn't know. And they became jealous. You know, sometimes some men of God say, don't tell your dreams until it manifests. You know, and it is important. Not until it manifests. But another thing, when we look at it again, even if you tell your dream, God will use that to push you to where he's going. God will always manifest, he will always manifest his power. Even though they were jealous, they thought that when they killed him, they have killed him. They didn't know that they were pushing him. God was using them. The set time of God had not come. That's why they put him in prison. When the set time came, he was lifted. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So let's go. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dream and for his words. 9. I'm reading Genesis 37. 9. And he dreamed yet another. Again, God keep giving him. You know, sometimes God, there are certain dreams that you dream. God is saying, you know, some people will get confused. How come? What kind of dream is this? You wake up and say, this dream again. What is this one? Yeah. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brother and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. He couldn't get it. He was still going to tell them. He dreamt again. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves indeed to the earth? Praise the Lord. I believe that the reason why he didn't know that what God was going to do with him. But then I believe that why he was telling them, or because God was pushing him to tell them, because God has a place where he's taking them. Hallelujah. That's why wherever you are now that you're thinking that, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I've heard that before. Someone will say, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. With the way this country is going, I don't know how I'm going to make it. But God is in his own time will do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is in his own time will do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we look at 42, Genesis 42, 5-7. So the sons of Israel joined those who were coming to buy grain. Now there was famine in the land. Joseph, they killed Joseph. They sold Joseph. When they put him in that, put him in the pit, they thought, the one of the brothers thought that they killed him. When they deceived the dad thought he was dead. Praise the Lord. But they sold him as a slave. Do you know what it means? I don't know how many of you think of, sometimes when I think about it, that think of how people, when they showed it was in Nigeria, how slaves, how people, they captured kidnapped children and took them as slaves into other countries. I said, God, how would that child feel? The parents too. Some parents that they could not, because they could not bear them, taking them as slaves, they killed themselves and killed their children. God will help us in the name of Jesus. When we hear these stories, these things are real. These things are real. God will help us. I can't imagine Joseph. Not that he was kidnapped, but his own brother, flesh and blood, did that to him. I'm sure he would have been crying. But thank God that he never forgot his God. That's one thing. That's where we're going in this. When you never forget God, God will never forget you. In the name of Jesus. That's one thing I wanted. That's the only thing that you can get today. That you always hold on to him. Because he never fails. Hallelujah. So, Genesis 42, 5 to 7, it says, so the sons of Israel joined those who were coming. Now, Joseph that was sold as slave is lifted. Hallelujah. He's lifted. From being a slave, he was favored because God was with him. So this is the set time is when Pharaoh lifted him up. The set time is when his brothers actually came to bow down. Because the promise of God, the dream that God has been giving him, actually came to manifest. Hallelujah. So I believe God that that dream that God has been giving you will manifest this month in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, so we're going to read it. Genesis 42, 5 to 7. It says, so the sons of Israel joined those who were coming to buy grain from there. For there was no food in Canaan, no food. Joseph was the ruler of the land. He was the one who sold grain to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brother came and bowed to the ground in front of him. You see, the manifestation, it was a set time. That's why in Psalm 105, the Bible says that at the time that God has promised, Joseph was, lifted. In 19, when we look at 19, I'm going to go back there, but let's read from 16. He said, moreover, he called for a famine. That's Psalm 105, 16. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. Hallelujah. Yeah. He called for famine upon the land. This is David recalling what happened a long time ago. He wasn't there when it happened. But he recalled it. He said, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Hallelujah. This is David talking. Hallelujah. I pray that the things that God will do for us at the same time, people will know about it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, whose feet? And he said, whose feet? They hurt with feathers. He was laid in iron. He was a slave. So, of course, they laid him, carrying him to Egypt. Until the time that his word came, the set time for God to manifest his power. The word of the Lord tried him. Even at that period, Joseph did not kill him. You can imagine somebody being taken as slave. Somebody being taken to a strange land. He does not have no father, no mother there. But he held on to the one that he knew. The one that his parents introduced him to. That's why his parents You must always teach your children the way of the Lord so that they will not depart from it. They will not be there with you always. That's the truth. They are young now, they'll be with you. But when they go to college, some of them are even young, they're in boarding school. When they go to college, whatever you have taught them, whatever you have introduced to them, we start to come into life. Praise the Lord. And God will start unfolding in their lives. Joseph's parents introduced God to him. They taught him the ways of the Lord. And that was what Joseph held on to. Even though the father was not there, the mother was not there, the brethren, the brothers, they were not there. He held on to that. That's the only thing that he knew at that time. That's the only thing that he could hold on to. Please, as parents, don't neglect your children. Teach them the way. The things that are happening now, if you do not introduce your children, I'm telling you, the world will teach them. Hallelujah. The world will teach them. They will get influenced. Joseph had the opportunity to be influenced. Joseph had the opportunity to change, to cling to the idols they were worshiping in Egypt, but he did not. Why? Because the God that the father, that the parents introduced him to, he knew that that God is a great God. He knew that that God, beside him, there is no God that can save. He knew that that God is with me. He will not let me die. He will always protect me wherever I go to. Hallelujah. But if we don't teach our children, I'm telling you, if you don't introduce your children to the God that you serve, if they don't see it unfolding in your life, I'm telling you, when they're out of your presence, it's a different thing. Because the devil is looking to pick people to himself. And that will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. We will not be over our children in the name of Jesus. Joseph. The Bible says in Psalm 105, it says, whose feet they hopped with feathers, he was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him so many times. Potiphar's wife in prison, they even forgot about him. But the God that had a set time for him began to manifest. The promise of God began to unfold. Because the goodness of God was with him. Hallelujah. And at the set time, God did it. And he will do it for us in the name of Jesus. You know, the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. They had no power. Hallelujah. That's why I love the song that the choir sang this morning. He's the only one that has the great power. Hallelujah. No one can hold us captive if we are at the Lord's side. He said, the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substitute. He was the second in command. I know we all know that story. That's why I don't want to read, but I want to, you know, I'm going somewhere here. He was and the ruler of all the substance, 21 and 22, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. It was Joseph, the man, the slave, hallelujah, that became what? The captain of the ship. The stone that was rejected became the ruler. Hallelujah. He taught the senators, the people that were in affair, the big men in the government that make laws. He was the one now teaching them, telling them what to do for famine not to affect them. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I'm going to go over back to Genesis 42, verse 7. He said, when Joseph saw his brothers, he knew who they were. For he acted like a stranger and spoke sharp words to them. He said, "Where have you come from?" They answered, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." They did not recognize him. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that there are things. Why those things happened to Joseph is because Joseph did not forget God, did not put God aside. Hallelujah. The things that God, the family brought him up with, he held on to it because he did not do any other thing. Or like now, when we are teaching our children something, so many things are teaching them something else. God will help us in the name of Jesus. God will help us in the name of Jesus. So I want us to understand. Sometimes we get a prophecy. We think, oh, what will happen next? It's taking too long. We want it to happen in a day. We want it to happen in a week. We get concerned. 3 months, we have not gotten it. Then we say, what is this? Is this God a real God? Joseph was not disappointed. He said, I will wait. He didn't say, but with his attitude, he was holding on to him. His hope, he was waiting patiently. That's why I want to let us know today that for you to, you know, enjoy, for your set time to manifest, there are 3 things I want you to know. Hallelujah. Waiting on God is very important. It was not when Joseph had the dream that it manifested. Hallelujah. It was not when he had the dream. It didn't manifest that time. So when God gives you a dream, when God gives you, you know, when you plant a seed, what happens? You plant it. What happens? You have to water it, right? If you put a seed in a dry land, what will happen? It will die. It will never grow. But when you put a plant a seed, you water it, you know, and it gets sunlight. What will happen? It will germinate. But when you leave it there, you know, some of us will just have the word. Some of us, I'm a Christian, you know, I don't need to, you know, some people say, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to, you know, I'm a Christian, I do the will of God. Let me just tell you, I'm more righteous than the people that go to church. You are more righteous. If storm comes, can you stand? Praise the Lord. He said, those that know their God will do exploit. That's the truth. You don't need to tell me that you're a Christian. By their fruit, we shall do what? Not them. It's by your fruit. You don't need to tell me. If you're telling me, but then I'm a Christian, you don't need to tell me. Let me see it myself. When they saw Joseph, they knew that something was different. Potiphar's house, he knew that this boy knows. Since this boy came to my house, something different has been happening. Praise the Lord. They knew that God was with him. They knew that he was faithful. That's why Potiphar had the capacity to say, okay, you are going to handle, I'm handing over everything to you to take charge. Because he knew that if he handed over, he was wise. So that God will bless him, bless his house. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, some people that they will hire certain people in business and they know that this person is doing, they will put him in certain position. They don't want him to be. You know, that was what Joseph was. Praise the Lord. So I want to say that when you plant a seed, you don't just plant it and leave it. You need to water it. You need to give it the nutrient that it needs. The same thing when God has promised us. When you have a dream or you have something that God has spoken concerning your life, you don't need to just sit down. Hallelujah. Your own is to hold God to it. To have faith in it. Praise the Lord. Waiting on God, Psalm 27. Verse 14. Hallelujah. Psalm 27, verse 14. He said, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Because waiting on the Lord means what? Spending time with God. It's not just sitting down and you're watching all the African movie. Or watching the NBA, you know. You wait on God. He said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. wait, I say of the Lord. When you wait on God, you spend time. It's not just sitting down. Spend time in prayer. You spend time in prayer. Spend time seeking God. That was what he was doing. He's also been standing firm on what God has already spoken to you. Hebrews 10:23. Hallelujah. You can read that. You can open that. Hebrews 10:23. Hallelujah. And also Lamentations 3:25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Why will it not be good to you? Hebrews 10 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that God promised. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a few minutes to go. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to continue next week, but I just want to, this is part one. Lamentations 3:25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Hallelujah. To the soul who seeks him, must wait. Learn to wait for God. Not sitting down and holding your hands. No. In seeking, in prayer, in faith. Standing firm. Standing firm. Each time I read about Jesus, I keep wondering, how did he learn the language? The Bible says, God is with you, who can be against you? No one. No one. It does not matter what your tongue is. It does not matter. God can still do something. Your set time will manifest in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So today, I'm actually going to stop there. And we are going to rise on our feet. Because the God is saying, wait on me. Wait on him. Stop thinking about plan B. You are not God. He's the greatest. The great I am. The one that makes a way. Hallelujah. If we go to that Psalm 105 and read from verse 1, you will see that his ways are not our ways. He's there to strengthen us. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. I don't know who among us has not given their life to Christ. If you have not given your life to Christ, then it's going to be a struggle. That's just the truth. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It's not through my own power, it's not through my mind, but by the Spirit of God. He said, when we believe, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he comes in and dwells inside of us. That's why we can do all things through him. That's why he will bring to pass the set time. Because every way we are going, every path that we have to take to get to that, he will be working with us and cause it to happen in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone that have not given their lives to Christ? Or is there anyone that have given their life to Christ, but they don't want to rededicate their life? Because you see that, oh, I've been a Christian, but I don't think I'm doing the will of God. If anything happens, I don't think that I will call Jesus. Is anyone like that? You know, the days are becoming very evil. But those that know their God will stand firm and do exploits. Hallelujah. So Lord will help us. There's no one that we are going to pray. I want us to pray this morning. Because we have come to church, we have not just come to hear the message and just go like that. We are going to pray for ourselves. I want us to pray concerning our children first. Because the things that are happening out there, we are not with our children in school. We are not with them wherever they are. We are not with them. We are going to pray for our seed. We want to pray for our seed to be planted in the Lord. In the name, begin to open your mouth and pray for our seed to be planted, our children will be planted in the Lord in the name of Jesus. The gates of hell shall not prevail against them in the name of Jesus. Our seed shall be planted in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We are going to also pray. Our seed shall be established in this land in the name of Jesus. Our seed shall be established in this land in the name of Jesus. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it in the name of Jesus. So we are going to pray another prayer. I reject the spirit of impossibility in my life. Begin to open your mouth. I reject the spirit of impossibility in the name of Jesus. I decree open doors upon my life in the name of Jesus. And we're also going to pray. Let all hidden potential and gifts that will make me great manifest in the name of Jesus. All hidden potentials and all gifts that the Lord has endowed me with, that will make me, let them begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. Because it's my set time to be established in the name of Jesus. We are going to also pray. Every spirit of regret and disappointment, I reject it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of regret and disappointment, Father, in the name, I reject it in the name of Jesus. I reject it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of regret and disappointment, I reject it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we'll pray. I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, give me a power for a new beginning in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord. Lord, give me power for a new beginning in the name of Jesus. Give me power for a new beginning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we'll pray. And the last prayer that we're going to pray. Father, Lord, make my life a miracle and be glorified in every area of it in the name of Jesus. Father, let my life, make my life a miracle and be glorified in every area of it in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, Lord, make my life a miracle and be glorified in every area of it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, you make of Lord. Make my life a miracle, O Lord, in the name of, make my children's life a miracle, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, O Lord. We give you all the glory. Father, in this location, O Lord, today is our third Sunday here. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We pray second Sunday, right? Third Sunday, praise the Lord. In this location, O Lord, you will bless us and open doors in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I commit everyone that has been faithful in their times to bless them. Everyone that has been faithful in their offering, Father, to bless them in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has been sacrificing their time and talents, Father, bless them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Bless your name, be all the glory. In this location, Lord, let it be a new beginning, a new chapter be opened in our lives, in our finances, in the name of Jesus. We do not struggle in the other place to pay rent. We will not struggle again in the name of Jesus. And Lord, pray, Lord, as many, O Lord, that we come, O Lord, with one thing or the other, we meet them at very point of their needs, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And our Lord, testimony we have found in our lives, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As we meet you, we meet you in your presence. With your presence going with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless you. In the course of this, we will not struggle or find anything in the name of Jesus. It's our set time, O Lord. Your set time for our life will manifest this month and remember to say in the name of Jesus. We come to God and bring us and coming in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.